A Clay County judge yesterday ruled in favor of Republican State Representative Darren Bailey in his fight against Governor J.B. Pritzker's extended stay-at-home order. Judge Michael McHaney granted a temporary restraining order to Bailey, saying that Pritzker's order exceeds his emergency authority. I spoke with University of Illinois adjunct professor Scott Sala about the ruling. He teaches a course in Illinois constitutional law. Sala says one important thing to keep in mind about this ruling is that, at least for now, it only applies to Representative Bailey.
Yes, it only applies to Representative Bailey. There may be an attempt by other people to piggyback it on the standpoint.
And as you've looked at the law in this case that grants the governor the ability to declare a state of emergency, it looks to me like it does say that those states of emergency last for 30 days. Does the law say anything about what happens after 30 days or if the governor is allowed to extend his state of emergency?
Without knowing what the state argued, but I would point out the following for your purposes. It says the governor may, by proclamation, declare a disaster exists upon such governor shall have and may exercise for a period not more than 30 days. Well, he issues subsequent proclamations. If at least an argument, I would think the governor would have made it or may make in the future, is that because of the subsequent proclamations, that this Section 7 of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency Act does not address the issue and therefore is silent on the issue is whether you could have successive proclamations. You can't have one that lasts longer than 30 days, but there isn't anything that says that you can't have subsequent proclamations, for example, if there's new facts involved.
It looks like this temporary restraining order is basically in effect as of right now, and then the two parties are supposed to try to come to some sort of agreement within 30 days. Is that what I'm seeing there?
Yes, as far as they could have it less than 30 days. Normally, you don't want to take a case upstairs if you haven't had a final preliminary injunction granted. It's possible the state decides to go and agrees with it, or they just decide to take it up. But the counter to that would be as well, you don't have a final judgment in this case to take up to the Illinois Appellate Court and or Illinois Supreme Court.
Yeah, wondering if maybe you could just try to summarize just your thoughts on what grounds the state does have for appeal here.
The issue of statutory powers is certainly open as to multiple different proclamations which were ordered by the governor, as well as a carve-out section, Section 3D of the Illinois Emergency Act, which specifically exempts the Constitution and common law of the state, and Article 5, Section 8 of the Illinois Constitution specifically provides that the governor shall have the supreme executive power and shall be responsible for the faithful execution of laws. The temporary restraining order may not have the requisite specificity which is required under the statute. And finally, because Illinois is accepting certain federal funding, there may be federal statutes involved in which the governor has the authority when he declared the state of emergency and the fact that the president has declared a state of emergency. And therefore, there may be certain requirements from a federal standpoint that may also preempt the arguments made by the plaintiff in this case.
That's University of Illinois adjunct professor Scott Sala, who teaches a course in Illinois constitutional law. After our conversation, he called back to tell me that Representative Bailey's attorney filed a supplemental brief yesterday morning, the day of the hearing, which cited 2009 legislation outlining how the Illinois Department of Public Health should respond to a pandemic. That law says the department needs either consent or a court order to place someone in quarantine. But is the stay-at-home order the same as quarantine? That will likely be settled on appeal. And WCIA-TV reports that Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has already filed a notice of appeal.